Sweet children, let us hear today's. Murli, dated 22nd October 2025. Essence. Sweet children, whenever you explain to anyone or give a lecture, do so while saying, Baba, Baba. Praise the Father and the arrow will strike the target. Question. Which question does Baba especially ask you children of Bharat? Answer. You children of Bharat were wealthy. You belonged to the deity religion and were 16 celestial degrees full. You were pure. You never used the sword of lust. You were very wealthy. So, how did you become bankrupt? Do you know the reason? Children, how did you become slaves? Where did you lose your wealth and property? Just think about how you became impure from pure. When you children explain these aspects to others while saying, Baba, Baba, they will easily understand. Om Shanti. When saying Om Shanti, you should definitely remember the Father. The Father, first of all, says, Man Mana Bhav. He definitely said this previously, and this is why he is saying it now. You children know the Father. Whenever you go to give a lecture to a gathering, those people won't know the Father. Therefore, you should tell them that Shiv Baba says that he alone is the purifier. He definitely comes here to explain in order to make you pure. Here Baba says to you children, O children, I made you into the masters of heaven. You were the masters of the world. You belong to the original eternal deity religion. Therefore, you too should say that Baba says this. Baba hasn't as yet received news of anyone giving such a lecture. Shiv Baba says, You consider me to be the highest on high. You consider me to be the purifier. I enter Bharat and teach you Raja Yoga. I tell you, constantly remember me alone. Remember me, the highest Father. This is because he is the Father who is the bestower. You children definitely were the masters of the world in Bharat. There was no other religion at that time. The Father explains this to us children, and we then explain it to you. Baba says, you people of Bharat were so wealthy. When there was the deity religion, you were 16 celestial degrees full. You were pure. You didn't use the sword of lust. You were so wealthy. The Father then says, do you know the reason why you became bankrupt? You were the masters of the world. Why is it that you have now become the slaves of the world? You continue to incur debt with everyone. Where did you lose all that money? Deliver a lecture? Just as Baba gives a speech in the same way, you also give a speech and many will be attracted. You people don't remember Baba. This is why the arrow doesn't strike the target. You don't receive that power. Otherwise, if they were to hear even one such lecture of yours, there would be wonders taking place. Shiv Baba says, God is only one. He is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness, the one who establishes that new world. Bharat used to be heaven. There were palaces studded with jewels and diamonds. There was just the one kingdom. Everyone was like milk and sugar. Just as the praise of the Father is limitless, so the praise of Bharat is also limitless. People will be happy to hear the praise of Bharat. The Father asks you children, where did you lose all your wealth and property? You spent so much on the path of devotion. You built so many temples, Shiv Baba says. Just think about how you became impure from pure. You say that you remember God in times of sorrow. You don't remember him when you are happy, but who makes you unhappy? Continue to mention Baba's name again and again. Continue to give Baba's message. Baba says, I established heaven, Shivalaya. There used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in heaven. You have even forgotten this. You don't even know that it is Radhe and Krishna who become Lakshmi and Narayan after their wedding day. You defame Sri Krishna, who was the master of the world. You even defame me. I am the bestower of salvation to you, and yet you say that I am in the cats and dogs and in every particle. Baba says you have become so impure. The Father says, I am the bestower of salvation to all and the purifier. You then say that the Ganges is the purifier. Because you don't have yoga with me, you have become even more impure. Remember me, and your sins will be absolved. Explain using Baba's name again and again, and you will be able to remember Shiv Baba. Tell them, we are praising the Father. The Father himself says, I enter an ordinary impure body at the end of his many births. The many births are of this one. This one now belongs to me, and so I explain through this chariot. This one doesn't know his own birth. He is Bhagirath, the lucky chariot, and I enter him in his stage of retirement. Shiv Baba explains in this way. Baba has never heard of anyone giving any such lectures. No one even mentions Baba's name. They don't remember Baba at all throughout the whole day. They are busy gossiping, and they write to Baba saying that they gave such a lecture and explained in a particular way. Baba understands that you are still small ants. You haven't even become big ants, and yet there is so much ego. Some don't understand that it is Shiv Baba who is explaining through Brahma. You forget Shiv Baba. People very quickly get upset about Brahma. The father says, "Remember me alone. Only be concerned with me. You remember me, do you not?" However, even you don't know who the father is or when he comes. Gurus say that each cycle is of hundreds of thousands of years, whereas the father says that the cycle is only 5,000 years. This old world will become that new world. That new world will then become old again. Where is New Delhi now? There will be New Delhi when it is the land of angels. There was New Delhi in the new world by the banks of the river Jamuna. There was the palace of Lakshmi and Narayan there. It was a land of angels. It is now to become a graveyard. Everyone is to be buried. This is why the Father says, "Remember me, the highest on high Father, and you will become pure." Always explain while saying Baba Baba in this way. It is because you don't mention Baba's name that no one listens to you. Because you don't remember Baba, you are unable to receive that power. You become body conscious. Those who are in bondage and experience beatings remember Baba more than you do. They call out so much. The Father says, "All of you are Draupadis. You have now been saved from being stripped. There are even some women who were given names such as Putna, etc. in the previous cycle. You have forgotten that." The Father says, "When Bharat was the temple of Shiva, it was called heaven. Those who have property, aeroplanes, etc., here think that they are in heaven. They are so foolish. Whenever you say anything, start by saying, Baba says, Hatha yogis cannot grant you liberation. Since the bestower of salvation to all is just the one, why do you adopt gurus? Do you want to become sannyasis and learn Hatha yoga and merge into the Brahm element? No one can become merged. Everyone has to play his part. All actors are imperishable. This drama is eternal and imperishable. How can anyone receive eternal liberation?" The Father says, "I come to liberate even those sages. So how can the Ganges be the purifier? You call me the purifier. By breaking your yoga away from me, this is what your condition has become. Now have yoga with me and your sins will be absolved. Pure souls reside in the land of liberation. The whole world is now impure. You don't know the pure world. All of you are worshippers. Not a single one is worthy of worship. Mention Baba's name and you will be able to wake everyone up. You defame the Father who is making you into the masters of the world. Shri Krishna is a small child full of all virtues. How could he do this business? How could Shri Krishna be the father of everyone? God is only one. Unless you follow my Srimat, how would your rust be removed? You have been worshipping everyone, and this is what your condition has become. This is why I have come again. You have become corrupt in your religion and your actions. Tell me, who established the Hindu religion and when was it established? Lecture and issue a challenge in this way. You repeatedly fail to remember the Father. Sometimes some children write that it was as though Baba entered them and gave their lecture. Baba gives a lot of help. It is because you don't stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance that the service you do is at a crawling speed. Only when you mention Baba's name can an arrow penetrate someone. Baba says, "Children, it is only you who have been around the cycle of 84 births. Therefore, I have come to explain to only you. I only enter Bharat. Those who become worthy of worship then become worshippers. I neither become worthy of worship nor do I become a worshipper." Keep saying, "Baba says, Baba says." Keep repeating this like a chant. When Baba hears that you lecture in this way, he will understand that you have become big ants from small ants. The Father says, "I am teaching you. You must simply constantly remember me alone. I simply tell you through this chariot to remember me alone. You mustn't remember the chariot." When you say, "Baba says this, Baba explains this," you will see how impressed they become. The Father says, "Break your intellect's yoga away from your bodies and all your bodily relations. Once you have renounced your bodies, just you souls remain. Consider yourselves to be souls, and remember me, the Father. Some say I am Brahm, and some say I am a master of Maya. The Father says, you don't even understand what Maya is and what wealth is. You even call wealth Maya. You can explain in this way. Many very good children don't even read the Murlis. They don't remember the Father. So, because they do not have the power of remembrance, their arrows don't strike the target. It is by having remembrance that you receive power, and it is through this power of yoga that you become the masters of the world. If you children continually mention Baba's name, no one can say anything. Is the God of everyone the one Father, or is everyone God? They say that they are followers of a particular sannyasi. Ask them, they are sannyasis and you are householders. So how can you be their followers? It is said, Maya is false, bodies are false, the whole world is false. Only the one Father is the truth. We cannot become true until he comes. The bestower of liberation and liberation in life is only the one. No one else can grant liberation and make us belong to him. Baba says, this too is fixed in the drama. Now open your eyes and be careful. By saying, Baba says this, you will not be blamed. No one will say anything negative. Do not just say Shiv, but say Trimurti Shiv Baba. Who created the Trimurti? Who carries out establishment through Brahma? Is Brahma the creator? Only when you speak with such intoxication will you be able to achieve anything. Otherwise, it is just like lecturing in body consciousness. The Father explains, this is the Kalpa tree of innumerable religions. First of all, there is the deity religion. Where has that deity religion gone to? They speak of hundreds of thousands of years, but this is a matter of only 5,000 years. They also continue to build their temples. They have spoken of a war between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. What happened after the Pandavas melted away on the mountain? How could I commit violence? I make you into non-violent Vaishnavs. It is those who never use the sword of lust and who belong to the dynasty of Vishnu who are Vaishnavs. Achcha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost, and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you, spiritual children, essence for Dharna. 1. In order to be successful in the service you do, renounce arrogance and continue to mention Baba's name in all contexts. Stay in remembrance and do service. Don't waste your time in gossiping. 2. Become a true Vaishnav. Don't commit any violence. Break your intellect's yoga away from your body and all bodily relations. Blessing. May you become great in serving by learning the lesson of Haji, yes indeed, and become worthy of receiving everyone's blessings. While doing service in happiness and with enthusiasm, also pay attention to the way you do service so that you also receive everyone's blessings. This is because where there are blessings, there will not be hard work. Now simply have the aim of receiving blessings from those you come into contact with. Learning the lesson of Haji is the way to receive blessings. Even if some are wrong, do not push them down further by saying that they are wrong, but give them support and enable them to stand up. Be cooperative and you will receive blessings from them through their contentment. Those who become great in receiving blessings become great automatically. Slogan, as well as being a hard worker, also keep the aim of becoming hard, strong in your stage.